on our website, saveus.org. And again, would you consider becoming a partner with us? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Whatever you do, the Word of God in all of history is directing us to prepare the way of the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and any subject you'd like to talk about, we can talk about. But I was just thinking about socialized medicine, which is coming to America in the form of Obamacare. Now, our producer this evening was just talking about the Olympics, and certainly in the introduction to the Olympics, they had this spectacular program, but part of this was celebrating the British healthcare system. Remember, of course, the Olympics were in London, and how wonderful their healthcare system was, how wonderful socialized medicine is, and how everybody's so happy with socialized medicine. And yet, I've talked to people from Great Britain, and we know that certainly the people are not that happy. You have a hard time finding a doctor there who can speak English. Most of them are coming from Pakistan or India. People are not going into medicine today. Basically, they kill the elderly. That article just within the last couple of weeks pointing out they killed about 135,000 of the elderly last year. They just kill them. They just went in the hospital. You go in the hospital. If you're over 80 years old, they don't give you food or water. And so the one thing you don't want to do, you do not want to go to the hospital. There, certainly corresponding, since their population is about maybe 40 or 50 million, figure worth 300 million here. Why, of course, it would be comparable to killing, well, 600,000 or 800,000 people here in the United States. And believe me, even today, they're killing people in the United States who go to the hospital who are older, because after all, they're going to die anyway. And they've already got people to think that way. Now, when I practice medicine, the purpose of medicine was to preserve human life. And the idea that you would actually involved in withholding treatment from people just because they were elderly was so foreign. I can remember a woman coming into the hospital here at Santa Cruz where I worked, and she'd been in an automobile accident. I think she had two broken femurs, a broken back and a broken arm. And she ended up walking out of the hospital, a spry 89-year-old woman. It took 6 months for her to get well, but I could have just let her die, but I wouldn't even have thought of that. Our purpose as physicians is to preserve human life, but that was in another era. Everything is changing today, ladies and gentlemen. And when you have a socialized medical system, you have a certain amount of money, and people get to be a certain age, you have to let them die. And basically, that's what they're doing in England. And we're already beginning to do that here in the United States. And it's estimated that last year, we let about 130,000 people in America die. And when we get into the full-scale Obamacare, well, you can be sure that it'll be closer to a million or several million a year. We've got to get rid of the elderly people. We have 79 million Americans who are going to retire and go on Medicare in the next 19 years, and we've got to get rid of them. Right now, we can't afford the 50 million we already have on Medicare and Medicaid, and with 79 million more, it's just not going to work. They're going to have to be killed off. And if you think that the people in charge will have any compunction about killing him, I think you're mistaken. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and we're just talking about socialized medicine. How do you feel about Obamacare? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to get free medical care and not have to pay for your medical care and have this paid for by your insurance company or by the government? And certainly we've got almost 50 million people today on Medicare, on Medicaid, and of course we have to buy a supplemental policy, but it really doesn't cost us much of anything. And yet, of course, when I certainly was young, I can remember when a hospital room at the best hospital in Oakland was $13 a day. And that included everything, $13 a day. Today, it'll cost you a couple of $1,000 a day. You may not even get a meal. And I've been in and out of the hospital, you know, with a bill of over a couple of $1,000 and never even gotten a meal in the hospital. Everything has changed. And why? Because the government got involved in the control of the practice of medicine. And suddenly the whole attitude towards people and even the people in medicine has changed, and this has been done deliberately and purposely. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. We can talk about socialized medicine, finance. We can talk about the coming war with the Muslim world. We can come about the economic collapses that's coming to America. Will you talk about vaccinations? Talk about whatever you'd like to. Give us a call. It's your evening. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But I will tell you, when I entered medical school in 1948, medicine was a noble profession. I was very young at the time, young and idealistic. I didn't even understand the difference between medicine and surgery. I didn't understand anything, but I certainly learned. 1952, I graduated from medical school, took my internship, and human life was so important. I mean, that was why we were there. We were there to help people. And certainly, you made a living as a doctor. Maybe you made a good living, but that was not why you were there. You were there to help people. And most doctors would give a day or two a week to go to the county hospital or work in free clinics to take care of the people who couldn't afford to their private health care. It was a whole different world. But that's all been systematically and intensely changed because, of course, there's an organized effort to destroy the practice of medicine, to destroy morality, to destroy compassion and concern for human life. And medicine has ceased to be a profession. It's become a business and, of course, to its detriment and the detriment of the patients. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number, 464-8295, here in the central coast of California. Let's go to Charlene, who's calling from Michigan. Whereabouts you calling from, Charlene?
Commerce.
Oh, you're calling from Commerce?
Yes, Commerce, Michigan.
Whereabouts is that?
It's like a suburb of Detroit.
All right, fine. Did you have a question or comment today?
Yes, here in Michigan, there was a scandal with a congressman, Mr. McCotter, and he was trying to run for an office, and he was doing a signature fraud for the petition. You know, I didn't hear anything that anything happened to him. You know, I just concerned me that, you know, like somebody like that can get away with doing such underhandedness and, you know, and then other people just, you know, get in trouble, but I haven't heard anything happening to him.
Well, I really can't tell you anything about it, Charlene. I don't know anything about him. Give us his name again. Maybe somebody out there in the listening audience knows and they could call in. What was his name again?
Thaddeus McCotter.
Oh, Thaddeus. Okay. Well, thank you. And if anybody knows anything about Thaddeus, why you call in and let us know so we can let Charlene know. Okay. Thanks very much for calling, Charlene. And let's go to Vincent, who's calling from North Carolina. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Vincent. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. I heard your remarks about the Obama health care bill, and I just wanted to give a little testimony of some people I know who happen to live in Canada under their government-run health care system, and just using examples, would like to see if the rest of the audience thinks that sounds like such a good thing that they would want the government running the healthcare system more so than it is now. Well, one person had I guess, gotten an X-ray at the hospital, and they'd seen something out of the ordinary on the liver. And so they were told, well, we need you to come back and get another X-ray, or of some sort of test done to determine exactly what it was. They had to wait four to 6 months to be able to see the doctor again to actually go through with that procedure. And when they did it, they were told they'd have to come back a month later to find out what those results were. The results came back after one or two months after that, that they the X-ray was basically it was no good. They had to reschedule, have another test done, and well, it turned out after that, after another month or so, that it was nothing to worry about.
But if it had been something to worry about, it could have cost them their lives. And this is the trouble with a healthcare system like this. They have a certain amount of money. They can only take a certain number of X-rays, a certain number of tests. And sometimes I know people in Canada, it'll take them 6 months to a year to get scheduled for an elective surgical procedure. In fact, at one time I was in Edinburgh in Scotland. This was probably 20 years or so ago, and attending a medical meeting, and I was talking to the chief of orthopedics there in Edinburgh, and he was just commenting that they had two lists. There's one for surgery, elective surgery. That was something you could do or not do. It was something, a reconstructive procedure. The other was emergencies. He said, we have two lists. One's an emergency list. The other's an elective list. If you are on the elective list, why, of course, you never get taken care of. Unless, of course, you're one of the bureaucrats, and then we have to take care of you. If you're on the emergency list, why, of course, we'll do your surgery right away. But if you're on the elective list, unless you're a bureaucrat, I think his name, his term he used was commissar. And if you're a commissar, why, we'll take you for the elective procedure, but not if you're simply an average individual. That was Edinburgh, Scotland, 25 years ago. I'm sure it's much worse than that today. And certainly the story you're telling us about what goes on in Canada, why, because when you're paying for your own medical care or you have a good insurance policy, you can get care right away. When the government's coming up with the money, why, because the money goes for administration, it goes for pensions for government employees, it goes for certainly all sorts of bribes that they carried out in government altogether, and of course then they have to begin to ration access to health care. That's how government systems work. Vincent, telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Vincent, go right ahead.
Well, there's another kicker to that was the individual spouse, and I'm not giving out any, I don't want to give out any names to protect the identity of the people in question. The spouse actually had a sports accident and had a pretty important position at a job. Had broken his cheekbone, and he had to wait, I believe it was 2 weeks with a broken cheekbone, had to go to work with this bone moving around in his face to wait to have any kind of surgery done about it. That's the kind of quality health care that, you know, this is what we're told that we want. This is the great new thing for America, and I'll tell you, I'm really afraid, and I don't know how to get it through people's heads. They tell me, oh no, it's not going to be like in England or Canada. It's not the same thing, but they just don't understand that it, for all intents and purposes, it might as well be what they're trying to put into effect.
Well, see, Vincent, when it starts out, it'll be pretty good. In other words, there'll be a lot of insurance companies there so that you can suddenly get things done. But as time goes by and the insurance companies go bankrupt, they're not going to be able to continue providing the care demanded by the government at the fee that the government will allow them to charge. Eventually, the insurance companies will drop out. And then, of course, there'll be only the government providing the funds for it. And it'll be like they're doing with the elderly today. They're actively killing older people. Certainly one of the people who works very closely with me runs a facility for elderly people. He told about this woman that they put in the hospital. She was, I think, 90 years old, just about 90. But she was spry, and she had a good mind, and she could get around. And they took her to the hospital, and they wanted to put her on morphine and kill her. And fortunately, my friend had the foresight to have somebody with this woman. And they kept coming in. They wanted to start her on morphine. And the woman said, look, she's not having any pain. Why do you want to give her morphine? Well, she'll rest better. And they were going to kill her. Well, fortunately, why they got her out of the hospital. And we've known other instances where the people have been in the hospital. They're elderly, and they were going to kill them. Starting them on morphine with no justification. In one instance, why the family doctor came by, saw they were in the hospital, and said, get her out of here if you want her to live. We're talking about America today, and it's only going to be worse. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary, outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Vincent was simply asking about what had happened as far as the mafia and the assassination of John Kennedy. And, of course, he had heard that Joe Kennedy wasn't a very nice person, but he had nothing to do with the mafia, and that the reason that the mafia was involved with Kennedy's assassination was because Bobby Kennedy was going after the mafia and making their lives miserable. Well, that really is not true. Joe Kennedy was a crook. He had been involved in smuggling alcohol during the Prohibition, and he had strong ties to the mafia. And basically, when his son, Jack Kennedy, was running for president, why, Joe Kennedy had an agreement with the mafia. And he actually rigged the election so that Jack Kennedy won in Chicago, which, of course, meant he'd take Michigan, and then, of course, they rigged the election in another state. And it was because of those two rigged states that Jack Kennedy became president. Now, the establishment intended that Richard Nixon would become the president in 1960, and they weren't anticipating, of course, Joe Kennedy would go out of line and actually would bring in the mafia to rig the election. But so Jack Kennedy becomes president. But there was an understanding between Joe Kennedy, the father, and the mafia that Jack would leave the mafia alone if they'd help him to get to be president. Well, Jack got into the presidency, Bobby Kennedy became the attorney general, and he went after the mafia to make their lives miserable. And it was for that reason that Sam Giancana, who was the mob boss in Chicago, was quite willing to go along with the CIA when they approached him to kill Jack Kennedy. And, of course, Sam Giancana coordinated the murder. How do we know? Well, Sam's brother, Chuck Giancana, wrote a book. You can get it from Amazon. It's called Double Cross. And, of course, the whole idea was that that Sam Giancana was working with the CIA, and he carried out the murder for them. He coordinated the murder. Of course, the CIA was involved. Special Forces was involved. But they were all certainly coordinated by Sam Giancana, who provided the professional assassins. And then, of course, why the CIA had Sam Giancana killed. That was the double cross. In other words, they worked together, and then the CIA eliminated Sam Giancana, because one thing is true, dead men tell no lies. And that's why they had to kill Sam Giancana. The book, Double Cross by Chuck Giancana, and that is, of course, Sam Giancana's brother. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities, Washington. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Did you also hear that a man by the name of Frank Sturgis may have been the culprit in the Kennedy assassination? And this was due to the Operation 40, which was being the training the anti-Castro Cubans in Miami, and a woman named Martina Lawrence had testified in a Spotlight magazine when the CIA official Victor Marchetti, he wrote that this woman had testified that Howard Hunt was in a hotel room, and Frank Sturgis took her from Miami to Dallas. And when they got there, Howard Hunt showed up, E. Howard Hunt, with maps and money, and that she thought they were getting ready to go assassinate John F. Kennedy or somebody that was an American and that was not Fidel Castro. And she was like Fidel Castro's girlfriend, and she was working at the double agent.
Well, let me tell you, Bill, Cindy, I've got probably 30 books on the assassination of Kennedy, and each one has a different story. And most of them are written by people in one way or another associated with government. And basically, they're all cover stories. They're all aimed to confuse us. And I've heard of Frank Sturgis. And I've heard of the part we played. And I don't know. But I have some first-hand information, maybe we can talk about it sometime, from a man who is a professional government assassin who is told by the CIA exactly how they killed Kennedy. Now, this is a first-hand report from our good friend Colonel Daniel Marvin, who was a CIA assassin. But most of these books are written to confuse us, to take us away from the fact that how this was done and who did it and the fate of the assassins. Hang on, we're going to have to let you go. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines on Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience, would appreciate hearing from you. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We've had people calling in on the Kennedy assassination. We were just talking to Julie from Waterford, Michigan, asking me about high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oils. She'd heard they're bad for you, and I assured her that they absolutely were. In fact, as I recommended she get a copy of Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, suddenly going into the background of health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. So many of the things that we eat today are poisonous. They're poisoning the food because it's part of a population control agenda. Did you realize that aspartame, which of course is in over 6,000 products that you eat and can buy at the store, aspartame was originally developed as a biological warfare agent. It basically, it's made of phenylalanine, and the aspartic acid breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde, both deadly poisons. It increases the incidence of cancer. Suddenly it produces pathological obesity. It limits pregnancy, ovulation on the part of the woman, decreases the sperm count and creates erectile dysfunction in men. Suddenly it produces ADD and ADHD. It produces cancer. They know all of these things. They just don't want the public to know these things. Aspartame is a deadly substance, and they put it, they call it NutraSweet. It's in all sorts of things that are targeted at our children. And literally hundreds of products to be given to infants and children contain this deadly substance. But that the bisphenol and all the plastics are suddenly feminize our men and lead to prostate cancer. The chemicals in the coloring and the odors, so many of the things that we have in our food are deadly and carcinogenic. Milk that comes from cows have been treated with recombinant bovine. The growth hormone increased dramatically incidence of both prostatic cancer and breast cancer. And these things are well known. And anybody who talks about them on the radio or certainly writes about them in the magazines is going to be targeted and lose their profession. And certainly the soy products, soy is fine as long as it's fermented, but large amounts of soy products are unhealthy and are carcinogenic, as are certainly the genetically modified foods. And 90%, 95% of the corn and soy you get today is genetically modified. Other countries won't allow it, and here they won't even allow you to know that they're poisoning you. And we go right down the line of all the things that they're doing, fluoridating the water. They know very well that fluoride is a deadly poison. What do you think of the substances in rat poison? They know very well, of course, it decreases fertility. They know that it's carcinogenic. They know that it decreases fertility. They know that it produces osteoporosis, softening of the bones in women. They know that many times it'll interfere with the function of the thyroid. They know very well, of course, that it'll disrupt the endocrine system. And they know, of course, that the product that they put in most of the drinking water has a far greater effect, a deleterious effect on blacks than on whites. And that's, of course, one reason they put it in there. It's part of this whole idea of destroying the black population of our nation. And that gets into Roger Master's work and the studies done on hydrofluosilicic acid being added to about 90% of the water in the communities where water is fluoridated. And there's not one person in 1,000 who's ever heard of Roger Master's of Dartmouth and the fact that the relationship between water fluoridation and the high incidence of incarceration of blacks in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluosilicic acid because it increases the lead levels in the blood of blacks far more than of whites. Another example of planned discrimination against blacks in America. And the average person has no idea, even the average black person. And Sidney Jesse Jackson and Roy and Sharpton and Al Sharpton are not going to tell the black people that they're being poisoned by the government. Well, let's go to Pure Heart, who's calling us from Aptos, California. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Pure Heart, how are we doing?
Oh, quite well, Dr. Stan. Nice to hear you again.
Well, are you going to come to our conference on the 21st of October?
I certainly plan to.
All right. Pure Heart lives here in this area and usually comes to the conference. And let me put in a plug. We are having a conference, an all-day conference, on the 21st of October. We've got some great guests coming and hope that you'll be there, Pure Heart. Well, do you have a question or comment?
I do. My comment is about Ron Paul and how his son suddenly switched allegiances to gave his endorsement to someone else, it's obvious to me that while they people can find nothing on Ron Paul, they must have something on Rand Paul to make him do that. And that hasn't been commented on. I think that's what happened, poor guy.
Well, I don't know what happened. I think that it was a terrible, terrible error. And I think that maybe he thought, well, they said he'd go along with the Republican establishment. Maybe he could be get their backing for to run for the presidency in 2016. I think it was a terrible mistake. You stand on principle, and the last thing you want to do is endorse Mitt Romney, who certainly is a lifelong liberal. There's nothing to suggest he's a conservative, other than he talks conservative. But, of course, he's been actually groomed to run for the president probably for the last 20 years or more. He certainly looks the part. I wouldn't trust him. And certainly I do not – I think it was a terrible, terrible mistake for Senator Rand Paul to endorse Romney. His father certainly wouldn't, and his father is still going to be there at the convention with his delegates.
Yeah.
He's not going to have enough to win maybe because they rigged this, the election, they rigged the primaries, and because I think that they bought off people within Ron Paul's campaign, myself.
Well, my gut feeling is still that Rand Paul has something, a skeleton that he doesn't want any but his father to find out, perhaps.
I really don't know, pure heart, Sydney, maybe someday we'll know, but it was a terrible, terrible mistake.
So, but anyway, on to my question. I'm sorry to find that a friend of mine has been diagnosed with early Parkinson's. I've been looking through Dr. Blaylock's book and whatnot, and I don't think I've found anything specific to Parkinson's. Do you happen to know if there's any particular things that might help?
Well, you'd want to certainly try to get the brain functioning as best it can. One of the things that really does help brain function is curcumin. And certainly it's a breakdown product of turmeric. And, of course, the trouble with curcumin is that it's hard to absorb. So you'd simply take a capsule, you break it open, and you put it into a teaspoon either of coconut oil or olive oil, which makes it much easier to absorb. But, of course, Parkinson's disease involves the extrapyramidal nervous system of the brain, and it's a terrible disease. It's usually progressive. Certainly, you want to make sure your friend has a good vegetable-based diet and stays away from certainly any of the toxic substances that Dr. Blaylock talks about in his book. But, of course, with whether it be Alzheimer's disease or senile dementia or certainly Parkinson's disease, they're all related, of course, to the dysfunction of the neural synapses. And curcumin does seem to help that. I'm sure there's some other things, but that's not one of my strong points.
Okay.
I can look it up on it if you want to.
You said vegetarian diet, that might be helpful.
Oh, yeah, she certainly should be on a vegetarian diet.
Okay. Well, very good. I'll start with these two things.
All right, fine, and let us know what happens, will you?
Okay, then thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's just so many things in health out there. In fact, I was reading Dr. Blaylock's article recently on probiotics, and certainly in the intestinal tract. And I don't know if you've noticed, but older people seem to have a lot of flatulence and a lot of burping. They have excessive amounts of gas. And certainly I've always wondered why that is. I notice as I get in my 80s, we have these problems. And suddenly reading this recent article by Dr. Blaylock, why it seems that the flora, the bacterial in your intestine, suddenly begin to change. And as a result of that change, people do have excessive gas in their both upper and lower digestive tracts. And what is really so fascinating about this is what most people don't understand is that 80% of your immune system is in your intestinal tract. I mean, you ordinarily think of your immune system, your lymph nodes, your liver, your spleen, suddenly your thymus gland. But, of course, your immune system is primarily in your skin and in your intestinal tract. Why is your immune system there? Why? Because your intestinal tract is inhabited by trillions of bacteria. Your skin is covered with trillions of bacteria. And the body doesn't want them getting in and disrupting the function of the body. And so that's where your major immune system is, and you need to learn how to keep them in good shape. And we're going to be carrying the probiotics. We suddenly, after reading this article, I'm firmly convinced this is something we've suddenly not been well aware of. In fact, I'm going to start taking them myself. Well, right now we've got Chris calling us from Santa Cruz. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and we've got all sorts of callers on the line. Hi, Chris. A question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I was listening to the last caller from Aptos talking about a friend with Parkinson's, and I just had two comments. The first is curcumin. The other way to take it for better absorption is with an egg. So I put my curcumin on an egg as it's frying in the pan, and that.
Well, of course, you're getting a high level of oil, the yolk, because I'm sure that will help with the absorption of it. That's a good thought. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, the second thing is for Parkinson, especially if his friend is in Aptos and has been a hiker in Nicene Mark, he might want to consider getting tested for Lyme. There's studies by Dr., I think it's Stricker up in San Francisco, of finding quite a few people with Parkinson's that test positive for Lyme. So
that's an interesting subject. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Stricker, I think, up in San Francisco, Dr. Stricker.
Now, is that Stricker or Stricker? There was a Stricker who was involved certainly of 20 years ago with the effort to control the AIDS epidemic. Is that the same one?
I don't think so. I think it's...
That was Stricker.
I don't actually know the spelling, but I think it's Stricker or Stryker.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, for our last listener, that's something to look up Dr. Stricker and see what his thoughts are.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a relationship between Lyme and Parkinson's disease.
Well, specifically, I think he's done autopsy studies looking at two links, one Alzheimer's and the other, I believe, Parkinson's. And I don't know if he published the results, but he has spoken on the record of having found a fairly high number of positive tests for Lyme, I think.
All right, fine. We can always look into that. I'm really not acquainted with it at all, but I appreciate your calling. Alrighty. Anything else, Chris?
That's it.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Blaine, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Blaine, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I had a question about B17. That's been touted as some kind of a...
You're talking about, of course, Laetrile. Go ahead.
Yes. It's been touted as if we have a sufficient amount of that in our system, it's touted as a cancer preventer.
Right.
Even that if there's a sufficient quantity, it's a deficit of that causes cancer?
No, basically, but of course, Laetrile did help to kill cancers off, and I know people who took it and got well. We're not allowed to say that in America because, of course, if you do tell the truth, why the FDA will come after you. And I don't know if you've ever heard our talk on the New Order of the Barbarians or read the transcript Dr. Dunnigan had made about a talk given by Dr. Richard Day. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, who talked about that the plan for population control, there were too many people in the world. Suddenly they had treatments for cancer. They were going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Center, and basically, of course, they were going to allow cancer to kill people. People had to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. One of the most horrible things I have ever read or listened to, it's called The New Order of the Barbarians. And we do know that Laetrile was very beneficial. We have a 4-tape set on cancer, and one of those 4-tape sets is certainly on Laetrile and going into the background of how effective it was, but it's been effectively outlawed here in America. Why? Well, for the same reason they outlaw all the other effective cancer treatments. They want to kill off the people. In fact, of course, we have a video, and it's basically on cancer, and the name of it escapes me. Perhaps somebody out there in the listening audience will remember it. No, it's Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures, and they talk about Laetrile. It is a very effective cancer treatment. I know a woman with inoperable cancer of the pancreas sent home to die, and I knew her 20 years afterwards. She was doing fine. They're killing people today, Blaine. They're killing people by withholding cancer treatments, and one of them, of course, is Laetrile. Now, there are better treatments than that today, but they're also suppressed in America. You can get them in other countries, you just can't get them here.
So, I mean, the idea that besides there's a treatment, the suggestion is, and I wish I could remember where I, somebody sent me a link to a video about this, but I should have had that information.
Well, basically, we carry Ed Griffin's book Laetrile. We have Ed Griffin's book on Laetrile, and then we have a 4-tape set. And one of those tape sets in there is on Laetrile. And then, of course, we have a video, Cancer Forbidden Cures, and excellent material on Laetrile there.
So, I mean, the idea that not only as a cure for it, but as a preventative.
Not necessarily as a preventative, but it probably wouldn't do any harm because as a preventative, but it is primarily for the treatment of cancer. It was very effective. And that's why it was outlawed in America. And any doctor who tried to use this lost his license. This is the world we live in today, Brian. We have evil and wicked people holding the reins of power who honestly believe there are too many people in the world and we ought to kill them off. I believe that's true. And if you get these DVDs on, Cancer Forbidden Cures and the other material I've mentioned, hold it. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Blaine.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you in the listening audience to help us if you can. Now, we're going to have to drop our shortwave. And if you are listening to us on shortwave, let me suggest that you try to get yourself a telephone with unlimited minutes, or a certain minute of cell phones will have that. You can listen to our programs with it. If you have a computer, you can listen to us 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com or the Genesis website. RadioLiberty.com is the best way to listen to us 24 hours a day, and our programs are there. We do 9 hours of live programming there, and because they're, or at least a rebroadcast. But all our programs are archived at RadioLiberty.com. We also, of course, are on a satellite, a KU satellite, and for about $200, you can get one of these satellites. You can go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, learn how to pull down this satellite receiver, and then you can listen to Joyce, Riley, and myself, and all sorts of other programs on satellite. But we hope you'll make other arrangements. We'll be on shortwave the rest of this week, but we're going to have to give that up. It was costing us $5,000 a month, and we're going behind. And we want to maintain the rest of our network, and so this would be the first thing that we unfortunately would have to give up. If you're out there listening to us on shortwave and you have any thoughts, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you get our material on the secret societies that run the world. We have a 4-tape set on the secret government. I believe this is also available on CD. We have another CD on secret societies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies out there. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk. It's on DVD. It's The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. You need to, of course, to get our talk there on DVD on The Dark Secret. It comes with a syllabus. Another Forbidden Secret comes with a syllabus. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get Rosalind Peterson's DVD on geoengineering and, of course, how they are poisoning our atmosphere with aluminum. And then you want to get Benny Martini's DVD on aspartame, and you'll learn how, of course, they are poisoning our children with the NutraSweet and the aspartame products, which are in some 6,000 food products in America, and they know just how toxic it is. Certainly, we hope you'll want to get Michael Shaw's excellent talk on Agenda 21. It is available, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you, we do carry a number of other products. Today we carry the Miracle 2 soap products. They do help to finance what we do. And a lot of ministries are having problems now, and we certainly are as well. Then, of course, then we also carry a number of health products, and we carry things like prostate support, which I personally take. Anybody over 60 years of age who's having urinary problems from their prostate, men would want to think very seriously about getting prostate support. And I personally, from my own experience, I like it far better than any of the other medications, because most of the other medications will feminize you. And basically they have estrogen-like products. That's how they work. But of course, I don't necessarily want to be feminized. And so I use something called prostate support. And then, of course, we do carry curcumin. We carry selenium. We carry certainly high Otterol. If you'd like a list of the various health food products we carry, you can get them certainly off our website, or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to send you a list of the health products that Barbara and I take. And, well, we're doing pretty well, considering we're both getting on in years. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And of course, I've known Lindsay for many years, since he wrote a book back in about 1980 on the energy non-crisis. And then we sort of lost track of Lindsay for a time. And of course, we've come into been talking to him a great deal since about 2008, when, of course, he had had some knowledge about what was going to be happening. He had known a gentleman named Mr. Ken Fromm. And Ken Fromm had been in charge of the building the transatlantic pipeline. And, of course, certainly Mr. Fromm, when Lindsay was working with them as the chaplain on the transatlantic pipeline, had told Lindsay about a massive oil field up on the north slope of Alaska that had more oil in it than all of Saudi Arabia put together. And certainly, but of course, so then Ken Fromm got into lots of problems because he wasn't supposed to tell Lindsay or anybody else about it. It was a secret. And for a time, he was fired by Atlantic Richfield, who he worked for. Eventually, of course, he was actually taken back into Atlantic Richfield and promoted eventually to become the president. With the proviso, he was never to speak to Lindsay again. And certainly as long as he worked for Atlantic Richfield, he didn't. But sometime, certainly about 2008, he was instructed to call Lindsay and tell Lindsay he was not to talk about the massive oil well there off the north slope of Alaska. And of course, it'd be dire consequences if Lindsay did that. But, of course, at the same time, Mr. Fromm told Lindsay what the future held. And so many of the things that Mr. Fromm had told Lindsay at that time have come to pass. Well, I've certainly been looking over Lindsay's shoulder ever since then because I knew who Mr. Fromm was. We'd checked him out many years ago, and I believe the story was true. And basically, of course, Mr. Fromm was well aware of what was going to be happening economically, that they were going to intentionally collapse our economy, that they were going to simply, and this was in 2008 when the price of gasoline and oil was just skyrocketing, and suddenly oil was well over $100 an ounce, $100 a barrel. I think it was approaching $140 a barrel. We thought it would go to $200 a barrel. And Mr. Fromm told him they were going to drop the price of oil, and that's exactly what they did. And so we've been in touch with Lindsay ever since then, because even though Mr. Fromm has long since died, why there were other people that Lindsay knew that have given him information, and some of it I think is the information you need to understand, because they are going to destroy the value of our currency, and they are going to impoverish the vast majority of the American people, and they've told Lindsay exactly that. They've told Lindsay what to do to protect yourself, but there is a small group of people who control the wealth of the world. They interlock with the people who control the Exxon, which, of course, eventually bought Atlantic Richfield. And Lindsay, pick up the story from there. Oh, I guess if we haven't pulled Lindsay up. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, thank you for letting me be with you tonight.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be talking to Lindsay about all of these things, and I think you'll find this a fascinating program. But the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is you've got to prepare yourself for the very difficult times that lie ahead. If you think things are going to get better, if you think that the America we've known is going to come back again, you're sadly mistaken. They're going to destroy the nation as we've known it, or they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to transfer our jobs and our wealth overseas and impoverish the American people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Lindsay Williams is our guest, and Lindsay's simply telling us that when he was working on the transatlantic pipeline, certainly back, this is 74 to 77, Why, he was there when they brought in the largest oil well ever found. Certainly it was off the north shore of Alaska there in Prudhoe Bay. But, of course, it was classified top secret. This was 30 years, almost 30 years ago. 35 years ago, and it was to be kept secret, and Lindsay was not to be allowed to talk about it. Well, he actually wrote a book about it. In fact, a gentleman who had told him about it was fired by Atlantic Richfield, and suddenly he wrote a chapter in Lindsay's book, or a couple of chapters, suddenly on Gull Island, and about this, certainly this massive oil field. Well, eventually, this man was rehired. His name was Ken Fromm. He eventually ended up becoming the president of Atlantic Richfield Oil. And when he retired, he was certainly very close to the power structure that rules the world. And very, very seldom these people will talk about what's really going on. But, of course, he did open up to Lindsay. And basically, of course, Lindsay has relayed a lot of this to us through the years. And if you haven't gotten our interviews with Lindsay, we have them all cataloged away under any circumstances very recently. Why, of course, they've taken up this massive oil rig, the largest oil drilling rig anywhere in the world. It's called the Liberty Rig. It was placed there in Prudhoe Bay. They were drilling. And then recently, they stopped drilling when they've already put about $1 billion into this exploration. And suddenly they stopped drilling. And so Lindsay calls his friend. Now, this is another friend. I happen to know this man. I've talked to him myself. He was working on the transatlantic pipeline at the same time Lindsay and Ken Fromm were. And basically, what did you learn, Lindsay?
What I learned was so startling that it puts together the entire puzzle of what you're seeing take place in the Middle East and on the Bakken oil field up in North and South Dakota and Montana, along with what is happening in Syria with Assad and what is taking place in the finances of the world as to why the financial collapse has not taken place yet. It literally put all of this together. So here it is. You have those pencils and paper handy. You'll want to jot down some things tonight. First of all, they stopped drilling with the Liberty Rig on Gull Island at Prudhoe Bay. And I said, why? You ready? Here it is. The elite are behind. You heard me correctly. This is one of the greatest advantages that you could ever imagine to every person out there in the listening audience tonight. Let me try to explain if I can. Many of you will remember that a little over a year ago, when Egypt, when they deposed Mubarak, and I knew that something was in the wind, and I went to my latest friend, and I said, what is going on in the Middle East? He told me everything that was happening. He said that they were going to turn to, first of all, would be Egypt, and they were going to turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Then it would be Libya, and they did. They deposed Gaddafi, but he didn't get out quite as fast as Mubarak did in Egypt. And next was supposed to be Syria and Assad. And then everything started going wrong for the elite. You heard correctly. Going wrong for the elite because Assad did not give in like Mubarak did in Egypt. They wanted to turn all of this over to the Muslim Brotherhood. But Syria, a problem developed. First of all, Assad wouldn't give up. They didn't turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood as fast as they thought they would because Russia stepped in. And Russia said, you better back off, United States and England and UN, because if you don't, we're going to come to Syria's rescue because Russia has bases there. And it's one of their allies. And because of that, everybody did back off. But it's causing the elite major problems because they were supposed to have already taken over these countries, Egypt, Libya, Syria, Lebanon, right on down the line, the last one is going to be Saudi Arabia. Now, if any of you have any question about what I'm saying, you look on the Internet, look up General Wesley Clark's statement that he made just recently, in which he actually stated what nations he had been told. Now, this is a retired general. was actually told what nations that we would go to war with, take them over, and my friend had told me they were going to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood in order to create such massive chaos in the Middle East. And, of course, the last nation to be their heads to be deposed was to be Saudi Arabia. Yes, it is going to happen.
Well, let me just tell our listeners about General Wesley Clark. First of all, Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, four-star Army general. And I think it was about 2007. He made a public statement and said, you can find it on the internet, that immediately after, of course, we had going to war with in Afghanistan in 2001. He was in the Pentagon, and there was another general there who told him what the plan was. And he told him that we were going to topple down the line. We were going to topple Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria and Turkey, and that we were going to eventually end up toppling all of these countries there and turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood. This was in 2001, and eventually I think you'll find this statement was actually made publicly in 2007. General Wesley Clark, what is being said is absolutely true, but you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is a timetable. Everything is following a timetable. If you haven't read that great book by Tom Horn on Petrus Romanus, going into the fact that the timetable was laid out perhaps as long ago as the year 1100, certainly in 1500 they were talking about the events that were going to happen in the year 2012. And certainly you'll find this in the ancient Hindu writings, the ancient Israeli writings, and the ancient Maya writings, and the ancient Aztec writings, and the ancient certainly Protestant writings going back to 1500. All talked about in Petrus Romanus, and books well worthwhile reading. But then, of course, now Lindsay's telling us that their timetable, and there is a timetable, has been set back because of what happened in Libya, but what happened is happening in Syria today. So basically, everything is planned, everything is orchestrated, there is a master plan, there are secret organizations out there, but suddenly, their timetable is set back. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, the timetable, first of all, was set back approximately 2 months in Libya because Gaddafi wouldn't give in. Now their timetable has been set back approximately 6 months because of Syria and Assad. That means that their timetable is approximately 8 months behind right now. We were already supposed to have approximately $150 a barrel crude oil. You were already supposed to be paying somewhere between $5 and $7 a gallon at the gas pump. All right, are you ready? When my elitist friend said, we have stopped drilling with the Liberty rig, immediately I asked why. He said, Chaplain, we are not going to bring that oil pool in until we have the price of crude oil where we want it. Folks, do you realize that BP Oil Company has jeopardized approximately $1 billion for the sake of not going through that strata at over 40,000 feet and bringing in the largest oil pool of abiotic oil that has ever been discovered on the face of the earth, all because they have not gotten the price of crude oil where they wanted to go yet. So they are approximately 8 months behind. They had to stop drilling with the Liberty rig. They will not begin drilling again until they've got the price of crude oil up to where they want it to go. They also have another problem. They wanted to dovetail the Bakken oil field in North and South Dakota and Montana with the price of crude oil going to $150 a barrel. But that Bakken field is literally a madhouse of activity, and they can't stop it. That there are too many wildcatters and everybody else drilling in there. But on the other hand, the price of crude oil is not up to where they want it to be yet. Folks, do you realize that this is a desperate situation? They've got to get the price of that crude oil up. How do they do it? Dr. Sand, I am very concerned from what I'm hearing from my elitist friend that if this situation in Syria with Assad continues the way it's going, and they can't get something drastic happening over there in order to create the chaos that they want, I am very concerned that they might, in some other way, try to do something in order to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. They wanted to take this price of crude oil up gradually, but they haven't been able to do it because they couldn't create the chaos they wanted over there. So as a result, I'm very concerned that they might just do something in order to shut down that Strait of Hormuz and take the price of crude oil up overnight, because 40% of the world's crude oil on any given day goes through the Strait of Hormuz. And Dr. Stan, I am so glad that you commented on General Wesley Clark, because General Wesley Clark said basically exactly what my latest friend told me just before I made that DVD presentation, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, just a little over a year ago, which much of it hasn't even taken place yet because of the slowdown in Syria. And Wesley Clark actually mentioned in his statement that the last country to be taken, I was dumbfounded by this. I went back and listened to it just the other day as a reason I'm so excited. Wesley Clark actually said the last country to be deposed is Saudi Arabia. He actually mentioned it as he had been told it right from our State Department in Washington. You realize that our State Department and the CIA are working in conjunction with the elite.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need.
For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Lindsay is pointing out that they've at least discontinued the drilling there at Prudhoe Bay for two reasons. One, of course, is they want to get the price of oil up to $150 a gallon, $150 a barrel, and so they're not don't want to continue drilling and bring in this massive oil field until, of course, they've got the price up very high. That way they'll make an awful lot of money. The other thing is, of course, that they're concerned about the possibility of the tremendous pressures, and that they've written and said that basically one reason that they're suspending is certainly drilling at Prudhoe Bay is that they don't want the same thing to happen that happened in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, what happened in the Gulf of Mexico? Well, they were putting in a super duper. A deep well, much deeper than ordinarily, and they got down and they got so much pressure there that they actually, the well exploded, according to Lindsay, and suddenly it just blew out the pipe and blew out everything and contaminated the whole Gulf of Mexico, and according to Lindsay, they don't want to do that in the Arctic Ocean. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, they have gone down deep enough. They have not gone through the strata yet. They said they do not want that to happen until they have the price of crude oil where they want it to go. And they said they've gone down far enough that they are anticipating probably the highest pressures that have ever been on any oil field that has ever been gone into anywhere on the face of the earth. Now, this is startling because you realize that if that well on Gull Island where this Liberty rig is, if that well blew out like it did in the Gulf of Mexico, do you realize that the entire Arctic Ocean would be contaminated? It would be devastating to the entire world and to the ecology and what would happen. As a result, they stopped the drilling with the Liberty rig for two reasons. Number one, they haven't accomplished what they wanted in the Middle East yet because Syria has basically put them on a standstill. And then they've got to go to the other countries over there in order to create that chaos to get the price of crude oil up. Secondly, they anticipate the possibility of some immense pressures, 50 and 60,000 pounds per square inch. As a result, they are beefing up the rig to be able to handle almost any known pressure that you could possibly imagine of before they begin drilling again. I'm very glad that they're doing this, but this is a marvelous window of opportunity to every person listening to Dr. Stan and Radio Liberty tonight, because you're not getting this on the national media. You're getting it right here on Radio Liberty with Dr. Stan. And do you realize that the dollar is still strong enough that you can still go out there and do everything that you need to do? Folks, you must make all final preparations as quickly as you can. What is happening in the financial world, what's happening in the Middle East, what is happening on the North Slope of Alaska, which caused me to be able to find out what I've just found out. You put all this together, and we very easily could be on the verge of something that you will be glad that the elite had a problem. The elite's problems right now are very much to your advantage, because the dollar is still strong enough that you can go and do some of the things that you still need to do in preparations. So take advantage of what my elitist friend told me just in the past few days. Watch out for the Middle East. I would not be surprised at anything that would happen with the Strait of Hormuz in the near future, because if the elite get desperate enough, they might just do something drastic take the price of the price of crude oil up very rapidly, which of course could be very much affect your dinner table and your and all of our lifestyle. And as a result of finding out what I found out because of what's happening with the Liberty rig, you can see the whole picture of the world of the elite today and realize where these people are and what they're doing. Listen to their buzzwords. Watch very carefully. Go back and look up Liberty Rig on your internet from time to time and see what the latest of what they are planning on doing at Prudhoe Bay with it. And in turn, you will be able to help you know before something takes place that it's going to happen. So, Dr. Stan, that's the number one part of what I wanted to give tonight was this Liberty Rig, stopping its drilling for a while, opened up a whole world of information to me because I went back and asked. It told me what's happening in the Middle East, why they've beefed up the rig, what the timetable of the elite is, that it's back about 6 to 8 months, and every bit of this helps us to understand just where we are in relation to a financial collapse, which eventually must take place, Dr. Stan.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a financial collapse, and you better start making your plans accordingly. We'll be back in a moment with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And this is Dr. Stan and Lindsay simply talking about the coming financial collapse and how they're going to precipitate it. And he said, of course, it's going to be precipitated through the derivative market. Now, for those of you who don't know what derivatives are, they're sort of like insurance policies. You certainly want to know what the price on something's going to be 6 months or a year from now. You buy a derivative contract, and it will guarantee you the price will be there. Now, basically, so somebody guarantees that. It's like an insurance policy, only there's no money behind it. It certainly is simply being guaranteed by the bank that is backed up by the American government. Ordinarily, when you write an insurance policy, you have to have money behind it. But the banks have made an arrangement so that basically there's no money behind these insurance policies other than the wealth of the American people. And we're talking at somewhere between $600 to $800 trillion to maybe $1.25 quadrillion, and the vast majority is backed up by our government. And basically, there's no way in the world that they could, if a lot of these contracts, or even 10% of them, were to go down, that our government could possibly finance this, and the whole monetary system would have to be simply destroyed. They'd simply have to turn on the printing presses, create runaway inflation to pay off the debts being incurred by the banks. And this, of course, is the real concern. Why would they allow them to write all of these insurance policies with no guarantee behind them? Why? Because they don't have to worry. They control the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System controls the government and the politicians. And the politicians have agreed that if there's a problem, the American taxpayers will stand behind it. Lindsay, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, and then you go right ahead with the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, about a year ago, I was put in touch with a Wall Street insider. At the time, he told me, he said, "Chaplain, I was a young man on Wall Street whenever they came up with a new word and a new item to sell. It was called derivatives. It was about 40 years ago." And he said later he was told by one of the same people that I came in touch with up at Prudhoe Bay, he said, "The reason for establishing the derivative market is so that when we are ready," he was speaking of the elite, "whenever the elite are ready, they can bring about a worldwide financial collapse using the derivative market as a method of doing it." I became so concerned that people know about the derivative market. We have just completed a 3.5-hour DVD series entitled Secrets of the Elite. I plead with you, will you let me give you a mini college education in finance that you've never had before and help you understand every detail about derivatives and how to know before the financial collapse takes place? Please give a call to our toll-free number. Our toll-free number is 888-799-6111, or you can go on the web, even tonight, to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com. The new DVD series is entitled Secrets of the Elite, and just a few days ago, I decided there's so much more I've got to add to this. And here's what we've done. Just within the past few weeks, I have produced a 1-hour and 12-minute CD, which we're giving now with the Secrets of the Elite DVD series. Whenever you get it, you will also receive the 1-hour and 12-minute CD, which you can listen to in your automobile as you travel down the road. And by the way, please, when you get this series, please listen to the CD first, because it's right now, as of this date. Again, it's Secrets of the Elite, toll-free number 888-799-6111, or go on the web to prophecyclub.com. Now, Dr. Stan, here's what I'm so concerned about. If the elite become desperate because of Syria and Assad and Russia and Putin stepping in, I am very concerned that they will use something drastic to close the Strait of Hormuz. Do you realize that if that happens, it could topple the derivative market? And the only way you will know before the financial collapse takes place is to understand the derivative market. Let me try to explain. You remember QE1 and QE2. QE1 was right at the end of President Bush's administration. The world's financial system should have collapsed, but the elite did not want it to collapse yet. And I went to my elitist friend and asked him, what's going on? And he said, we don't want the collapse yet. Now, I know this sounds unusual compared to what you're hearing from every other source, but all I can do is tell you what the elite tell me. He said, we're not ready for the collapse yet. I said, why? He said, we want to create such massive debt in the entire world. Every country, every state in America, every city, every county, everywhere in the world, we want to create such massive debt that when we finally do decide to allow the collapse to take place, we can basically step in and say, your currency is no more good. You've got to give up your constitution, maybe even your guns. The New World Order is your only answer. Now, here's what I'm so concerned about, and this does not come from my elitist friend. This is what I'm looking at right now. If they become desperate and they decide to close that Strait of Hormuz, do you realize it could so affect the derivative market that it could collapse it? Here's why. When QE1 went into effect, the banks did not take the money that was, I mean, billions and billions of dollars. They did not take what was given to them in QE1 and QE2 and use it to help the American public. You go and try to get a small business loan, even try to borrow money on a house. I mean, as one businessman told me the other day, he said, Chaplain, it is a near impossibility to get a loan at a bank anymore. And the banks aren't using that money. What are the banks using it for? They took the funds that were given to you by way of the Treasury of the United States of America, by way of the Federal Reserve in QE1 and QE2, and I want to give you the four major banks of America, what they did with it. I'm going to give you the exact figure. You must write this down. I hope you have a pencil and paper, Randy. They took that money given to them in QE1 and QE2 and invested it in the derivative market. They did not invest it in America. They didn't invest it in small enterprise. They didn't invest it in the failing housing bust. Instead, they put it into derivative. Here it is. J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest bank I understand in America, they have invested, as a result of QE1 and QE2, your taxpayer money given to them, they have invested, they have an exposure to $70.1 trillion in the derivative market because of your taxpayer money that they took from QE1 and QE2. Now, suppose that Strait of Hormuz should be closed and it should cause the collapse of the derivative market. What would happen to J.P. Morgan Chase? Citibank. Citibank has an exposure in the derivative market of $52.1 trillion. Go look this up for yourself. You'll be utterly amazed. It'll make you so mad, you'll hardly know what to do. Bank of America has an exposure in the derivative market of approximately $50.1 trillion, and Goldman Sachs has an exposure to the derivative market in the amount of $44.2 trillion. All it takes is for there to be a glitch in the derivative market and start the dominoes to going, and the elite can bring about, in a matter of a very short period of time, a worldwide financial collapse that could bring about exactly what the elite want in order to be able to bring in that new world currency, the new world order. I am not saying they're going to do it by closing the Strait of Hormuz. It could happen. The elite right now are desperate. They haven't accomplished what they wanted in creating the chaos they wanted in the Middle East as fast as they wanted it. As a result, it wouldn't take but one wrong move on the part of Russia, on the part of Assad, on the part of some of those in the Middle East to bring about an effect that could definitely affect our dinner table. And if ever you need to take time to make your final preparation to listen to what is happening and learn the buzzwords of the elite, and doing everything that you need to do, it's right now. Because there are some things that are very disturbing in the world of the elite tonight. And I'm trying my best to help you understand their mindset. They don't think like you and I think. They think only in terms of power and control and manipulation. As many of you will remember, back about 2.5 years ago, and Dr. Stan, I said this on your program, it was in the archives when Mr. Fromm was still alive, and he said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, the health care bill is not a health care bill." And I was dumbfounded because it was about to be presented before Congress. And he said to me, "Chaplain, the health care bill is the last final control straw that the elite need in order to bring about their new world order whenever they want to. And then when you and I and others have read that health care bill piece by piece, we've come to realize that very little in it is about health care. It is about control. It's about manipulation." And then the Supreme Court comes along and says, "You're not paying for health care. We are charging you a tax." And they use that as an excuse to be able to justify the health care bill, which the elite themselves wrote. A person asked me this afternoon. They said, "Chaplain, who wrote the health care bill?" I said, "The elite did." I said, "Congress, not a single congressman, not the president of the United States of America, not a single one of them ever read it before it went before Congress. Every bit of it was for the purpose of their final straw of the control factor that they wanted to bring out. Now, they have the Patriot Act in place. They have the health care bill in place with all of its controls and ramifications. They have a problem in the Middle East that may force them to do something. Watch when they begin the Liberty Rig again. Whenever they do, it'll be because they begin to take that price of gasoline up, and at some point, they may begin doing that before too long. So, Dr. Stan, I urge people, if I can, please do what the elite have done. May I just give you a few of them? First of all, you remember that I made a survey back a number of years ago before Mr. Fromm passed away. I asked him the names of all of the different ones that I remembered that we had rubbed shoulders with up at Prudhoe Bay. And I said, "Where's this person? Where's this person? Where's this person?" And he told me, "I could not find a single elite who had their primary residence in a metropolitan area. Every one of them had their primary residence somewhere out of a city. I don't know what's going to happen to our cities whenever all this happens. But whenever it does, you need to be protected." Again, you remember that they told me, "Chaplain, there's not going to be any shortage of food on the grocery store shelf." Now, folks, I said this 2 years ago, and I almost made some enemies because there are a lot of people out there that said, "Oh, Chaplain, you know what you're talking about? We're going to have a food shortage here within the next few months' time." I said, "No, we aren't." And, folks, it's gone by 2 years, and we don't have a shortage of food on the grocery store shelves yet, but you got to understand the rest of what they told me. They said, "Chaplain, there will not be a shortage of food on the grocery store shelves, but you may go hungry." And I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "Because the purchasing power of the currency will devaluate so much." Remember the deadline that they gave me. They said by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. They did not say it would be non-existent. They said it would lose so much of its purchasing power, you may have trouble buying the groceries that are on the grocery store shelves. Now, you go to the grocery store today, and you still see plenty of food on the grocery store shelves. What's happening? Sure, the food is there. What's happening to the power of the dollar? Can you imagine gasoline going to $7 to $8 a gallon? Do you realize that the gasoline has not changed at all? It's still 4 quarts to the gallon. The only thing that has changed is the currency that you purchase the gasoline with will have lost so much of its purchasing power that you will be paying $6 and $7 and maybe $8 a gallon at the gas pump when they're able to create the chaos that they want in the Middle East and bring about what they want so they can bring in such oil fields as where it is in the Liberty Rig is in Alaska, and continue to drill on the Bakken field and open up the field under Denver, Colorado. Folks, please go on the internet and look this up. It's out there now. Very few people ever go to look at it. do you realize that there is another pool of oil, another field of oil, almost as large as the Bakken field in North and South Dakota and Montana, and it is under Denver, Colorado, and that general area, and they are intentionally not drilling into that field yet, just like they have shut down the Liberty rig drilling temporarily until they can get the price of crude oil to where they want it, and that price is $150, the top dollar being $200 a barrel, which would affect every person and hopefully will not bring about a collapse in the derivative market, which would affect each one of us so very drastically, Dr. Stan.
Well, I fear that we're moving into very, very difficult times, Lindsay, and I think that it's so vitally important that people understand that the financial crisis is coming. It's not a matter of if, but how soon. Go right ahead.
You're exactly right, Dr. Stan. Now, I want to give you the signs. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. I want to give you some signs. Now, this was given to me by this Wall Street insider that I was put in touch with. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, you will know, don't pay any attention to Wall Street. The New York stock market is not the indicator of when the collapse is going to take place. The European Union and the Euro is not the indicator, even though it will happen at the same time. But you've got to know in advance, before it takes place, in order to get out of every piece of paper you've got. I mean, if it is written on a piece, I'm beginning to understand so much why I was told this back over 3 years ago, and I said it on your program. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. So they said to me not too long ago, and I put it in this new presentation, Secrets of Real Elite, they said, all right, here is the key to know before the derivative market collapses, and they said, if you can determine this, then you will be able to get out of every piece of paper, whether it be a bank account, whether it be a Federal Reserve note, whether it be a 401k, whether it be an IRA, no matter what it may be. Here it is. Number one, whenever the derivative market begins to crack, you will see currency wars begin. Now, I know they've already begun, but you're going to see them escalate very rapidly. Secondly, currency wars will bring on trade wars. This has already partially begun because...
Lindsay, you're going to have to hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, Lindsay, simply saying that when this whole house of cards comes tumbling down, you want to be able to use the currency the elite are using. And what is that currency? It's gold and silver. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Lindsay, God bless you. Lindsay will be our guest tomorrow afternoon on our regular 4 o'clock program. Hope you can listen then. Thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you really it would be well worthwhile getting hold of a copy of this program and listen to it several times, or listen tomorrow afternoon. And I think Lindsay's information is right. We're headed towards a financial collapse. The derivative market, somewhere between $600 or $800 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion. Why would you do something that stupid? Write insurance policies with no money behind it? Why? Because you want to collapse the system. Why would they want to collapse the system? Because out of the chaos will come the demand for a world government. And when you understand that, everything going on today makes sense. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and the syllabuses go with both of those talks. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You'll want to watch our short DVD. It's about an hour. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. You'll want to see our talk on population control, the covert agenda, because they're in the process of killing millions of people every day. And people say, oh, well, that sounds foolish. I mean, that couldn't be going on. If it was, why, everybody would know about it. And I would say, if it's going on, nobody would know about it. Because they control the media. 5 major corporations, 6 major corporations control the media and largely determine what the American people think. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can hear our programs, certainly on the internet, and certainly you can listen to our programs on the telephone if you have unlimited minutes. And you need more information to there are many, many reasons we get our programs on cell phones. We hope that you'll maybe if we're going to have to give up our shortwave, we can no longer afford to keep it. So now it's costing us $5,000 a month. You could, if you like to listen to our programs, you can get yourself an inexpensive Ku-band satellite dish and receiver for about $200. You can get the information from our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then you can listen to us 24 hours a day. Our program and Joyce Riley, we're each on 9 hours a day on the Ku-band satellite. You can listen to the live programs. But certainly, we hope that you're going to be able to continue listening to us if you are on shortwave. We'll be here all the rest of this month, but unfortunately, I have to act responsibly, and so we're going to cut back on our shortwave time and maintain our networks, certainly on major radio stations across America. And, of course, people can get us certainly on satellite. They can get us certainly through Genesis, their website, and they can get our programs, at least our Genesis programs, 24 hours a day. We ask you, of course, to listen to Radio Liberty and to pray for our provision and for our protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about Rick's satellite, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and there's a link to take you to Rick, and you can see about getting a satellite, a dish, and a receiver. They're inexpensive, and they'll give you excellent reception, not only of our program and Joyce Riley, but of other key certainly conservative programs and of access to a large number of videos and other things. If you get a Rick satellite, we recommend it. And then we, of course, ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival because we're involved in a spiritual battle. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. But please, of course, pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the, well, putting the facts together, trying to figure out what it's all about. It's all about the truth, but that is so hard to find, especially when you're looking at international relations. And we're going to get into that because new constraints that the United States is putting on Iran has created a problem with China. They're not happy at all. And, of course, neither is Iran on the latest sanctions. We're going to be talking in the second hour to Dennis Marker. He wrote a book called 15 Steps to Corporate Feudalism. He says that we have undone, by design,